You are listening to the Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast with Aqua Alex. On the Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast, any and everything tropical fish and aquariums will be discussed. From freshwater to saltwater, cichlids to clownfish, Aqua Alex has you covered. What tropical fish topic is up for discussion today? Let's find out. Aqua Alex, take it away.
Ooh, yeah! Aqua Alex has a new fish-keeping group on Facebook. All of you, the wonderful tropical fish keepers, to join. Yeah. Well, let me tell you something, brother. This fish group is better than any other fish keeping group out there, dude. On our Facebook fish group, we allow tropical fish sales, brother. Tropical fish pictures, dude. And YouTube videos. And much more. We have over 400 passionate tropical fish keepers, brother. And we want you. Ooh. Aqua Alex invites you to join the official Facebook group for Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast. Yeah, after all, it's for the love of fish. Ooh, yeah! Attention, fishomaniacs! The Facebook fishkeeping group name is for the love of fish. Now, wait a second, dude. Love is not spelled L-O-V-E. Ooh, it's spelled L-U-V. So when you go searching for the group, it's for the L-U-V of fish, brother. Go on Facebook search and search groups for our group for the L-U-V of fish. For quicker access, just go to facebook.com/groups/the L-U-V of fish/ yeah. Go join now, brother. So, fish keepers, what you gonna do when your love of fish runs wild on you? Ooh. Ooh, yeah! The cream of the crop will always rise to the top. Need a little excitement? Check out For the Love of Fish. Ooh, yeah!
Happy Friday night, fish keepers! Welcome to a brand new series here on Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast. I'm your host, Aqua Alex Cardinelli, coming to you from my fish room right here in Springfield, Massachusetts. I hope you're having a great Friday night so far, and I hope you have a great weekend planned. Every Friday, when possible, here on Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast, I will release a fun fish-keeping-themed talk show with plenty of interesting fish topics and some special guest fish keepers when possible. This is going to be a unscripted, real, authentic tropical fish talk show. It's going to be real, authentic tropical fish talk, and it's going to be a fish keeping talk show. So, for example, if you listen to radio in the car and you listen to talk shows in the car, this is going to be a fish keeping talk show with a variety of topics every Friday night when possible. And the name of this show is going to be Friday Fish Talk with Aqua Alex, and we're going to have special guest fish keepers on the show, if possible. And I've got three special guests lined up for the next three Fridays. So today we're going to start with some awesome topics, and topics I plan to cover today: why are Asian arowanas illegal? Should certain monster fish be illegal to keep? Are piranhas really the monsters they're made out to be? And much more. Whatever tropical fish topic comes to mind, I'll be discussing tonight here on Friday Fish Talk with Aqua Alex. So let's get started. With it being Friday and the weekend coming up, a lot of us have recently gotten paid. And as fish keepers, when we get paid, we like to buy new fish and fish food and new equipment. So I'm wondering what fish keepers will be getting this weekend for the tropical fish aquarium hobby. Will you be adding new fish to your collection, or will you be getting aquarium equipment or fish food? This weekend, me personally, I'm going to be getting a couple of Red Hook Silver Dollars, one of my personal favorite fish. Red Hook Silver Dollars, a.k.a. Myelius rubberopinus, a very nice species of silver dollar that grows to a good size. Red Hook Silver Dollars can grow anywhere from 8 to 12 inches in length, but they have a lot of gray coloration. They have gold color, silver color, a red hook, and some of them can even develop orange spots and orange coloring on their stomach, which is one reason why I particularly like Red Hook Silver Dollars. Now, if you've been following me throughout my years of podcasting, you know that I really love Silver Dollars. I've done multiple shows on them, and I've talked a lot about them. For some reason, when I have a freshwater aquarium, I always have to have at least one type of Silver Dollar. And then for a phase, I think I get tired of them, but then I come back to them. So I've been wanting Red Hook Silver Dollars again for a couple of weeks. I saw a video on YouTube that had a huge school of red hooks in a tank that I really enjoyed. It was a tank that had red hooks, black bar silver dollars, Oscars, and other fish that were in there. And I really enjoyed their beautiful red hooks, and that got my interested in red hooks again. So that's what I'll be getting this weekend. I'll be getting two or three Red Hook Silver Dollars, and I'm really looking forward to it. And when I move down to Florida and I get a bigger aquarium, I'm going to have a nice school of red hooks in with some angelfish and other fish. I'm planning on getting a 180-gallon aquarium, and the red hooks will be in that tank for life. We'll probably have four, five, or six Red Hook Silver Dollars. So, what are you getting for tropical fish this weekend? Post in the official Facebook fishkeeping group for Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast for the love of fish. For the LUV of fish. If you're not a member of that group, go join right now and tell me what you're getting tropical fish related this weekend. For the LUV of fish. I also want to know what the fish stores are like in your area. I'm very interested in learning about fish stores from all over the world. Since I have listeners and fish keepers from all over the world who listen to my show, I know that I have fish keepers from all around the world that listen to my show, so I know that a lot of you have fish stores where you live. And I always wonder to myself what the fish stores are like where my listeners are from. Now, if you want to share what your fish store is like in your area, you can go to our official Facebook fishkeeping group for the love of fish and tell me what your fish store is like. What's your favorite thing about your fish store? And what's your least favorite thing about your fish store? All that information would be great, and I would love to see the feedback from my listeners. For the love of fish, for the LUV of fish, is the official Facebook group for Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast. Now, for my area, I have a couple of fish stores that I frequent. I want to say 5 or 6 years ago, there were many more fish stores in this area, but a lot of them have closed for one reason or another. But a lot of them have stayed open throughout all the years. And the ones that have stayed open throughout the years are very knowledgeable, experienced aquarists who own their store. They're fish keepers at heart, so there's a reason why they're succeeding. However, the hobby down here in Western Massachusetts has kind of diverted to saltwater. A lot of people are now keeping saltwater aquariums and reef aquariums here in Western Mass. So the demand for exotic, rare, freshwater fish that I like has kind of gone down a little bit. Don't get me wrong, there are still plenty of freshwater fish keepers down here in Western Mass, but if you go to a fish store right now in this area, I guarantee you'll probably not find anything rare or exotic unless it is special ordered. Most of the fish stores in my area for freshwater carry the common bread and butter stuff like guppies, tetras, mollies, platies, guppies, gouramis, and all the bread and butter common fish. But me being an advanced aquarist who likes exotic fish, like wild-caught angelfish, I love the Rio Nene Peru angelfish. I love different kinds of silver dollars, like red hooks, as I mentioned earlier. And you guys know that I'm a big catfish fan. I like the variety of rare catfish, as I currently have a Niger cat, an Irwinite cat, some Hacer oriensis cats. I have a giraffe cat, a vulture cat. You guys know that I love exotic rare catfish, and I love exotic fish. But my local fish stores usually don't carry too much exotic freshwater fish. Sometimes I get surprised, and they will have things like arowanas or red-tailed cats or tiger shovelnose, but those days are long gone. I can remember 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years ago, I could go into a local fish store in my area and see arowanas, red-tailed cats, tiger shovelnose, bikers, and other exotic fish regularly. But now, for an exotic freshwater fish keeper living in Western Mass, I have to rely on online fish stores, unless they decide to bring back the exotic fish. However, the fish stores in my area are pretty good because they do have wide varieties of aquarium supplies at good prices and great fish food. So I never order my aquarium supplies online unless I really need to. And I get all my fish food from my local fish stores. They all basically cater to saltwater. They all have amazing saltwater selections. And that's because this area, people love saltwater. Saltwater is very popular down here. Reef aquariums, fish only with live rock aquariums, seem to be very popular down here. But the one fish store that I like for everything they have is School of Fish, Inc. Now, if you guys can remember, if you've been listening to the show for the last year and a half, you guys remember I did a live on-location broadcast at School of Fish, Inc., and that was actually a year ago exactly, I believe. A year ago, School of Fish, Inc. moved from its old location to a new location inside the Eastfield Mall, and I did an interview live from the Eastfield Mall and their location inside the Eastfield Mall. If you haven't heard that episode, I really recommend going back and listening to that show here on Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast. You can go to aquariumhobbypodcast.buzzsprout.com and listen to that wonderful interview. School of Fish brings in unique freshwater fish from time to time, and they have great prices as well. Other fish stores in my area that I like include A.W. Brown's. They usually have some unique exotic freshwater fish available from time to time. And Fish Frenzy Tropical Fish. Ed's a great guy. He knows and he loves the business, and he loves tropical fish. So it's always a pleasure being able to buy tropical fish from him. So that's the scope of the area that I live in for tropical fish. I just wanted to let you guys know because it's a topic that I like learning about. I like hearing other people's areas and the fish stores in your area, so I figured I'd share my area for my fish keeping community with all of you, the wonderful fish keepers. There are times that I wish I could travel to different parts of my state through Uber or Lyft, but right now I'm currently transitioning into moving to Florida, so that's probably not a possibility since I won't be able to purchase that many more fish because I have to move, and some of the fish I'm going to have to rehome, but some of the fish I'm going to be bringing with me. And next Friday, we'll talk about that in length of what fish I'm going to bring and how that's going to work. That's going to be a great topic next week. So that's one of our topics that I wanted to talk about on today's show. One of the most controversial topics for an American fish keeper is Asian arowanas. For some reason, it is illegal to keep Asian arowanas in the United States of America. And I always ask the question to myself, why are Asian arowanas illegal? No one has the answer. No fish keeper has the answer. It is odd that Asian arowanas are illegal, considering the fact that silver arowanas, black arowanas, African arowanas, and Giardini arowanas are legal here, with the exception of Florida. Florida, you cannot have a Giardini arowana. You can only have a silver or a black arowana in Florida, which is interesting. But all across the United States of America, Asian arowanas are illegal. And I don't understand why Asian arowanas are illegal. If we can have silver arowanas that grow up to 3 or 4 feet in length, then we should be able to have Asian arowanas which grow to 2 to 3 feet in length. Asian arowanas are a masterful, beautiful fish, and I think Americans should have the opportunity to have Asian arowanas. Other countries all over the world get to experience the majesty of keeping a Asian arowana. There are many different types of Asian arowanas out there. I love the dragon reds. Those are beautiful. But I love all of the Asian arowanas. I just don't understand why they're illegal here in the United States of America. They cannot become invasive because most of them will not survive the cold winters that the United States of America has. And they're too expensive of a fish for newbies and people that aren't really familiar with the aquarium hobby to get a hold of. People that would likely release this fish into the wild will not be able to afford a Asian arowana. I think if Asian arowanas do become legal in the United States of America, which is a big if, I think only experienced aquarists should be able to have this fish. I think people should get a permit to get an Asian arowana in the United States. I know that's how it works around the world. I think people should get a permit. They must have an adequate-sized tank to house the Asian arowana in, and they should be experienced fish keepers. They should have to sign up for an Asian arowana, adopt an Asian arowana, and get a permit to keep an Asian arowana. But I just don't understand how silver arrows, black arrows, and Giardinis and African arowanas can be legal, and why are the Asian arowanas excluded? I think that would be something that I would be interested in hearing from the United States government about. I may just contact United States government and the Fish and Wildlife Committee, a committee of the United States of America, to possibly have a guest interview and learn what it is that makes Asian arowanas illegal in the United States of America. Because I personally would love to have an Asian arowana, and I'm sure all the fish keepers from the United States of America would also love to have an Asian arowana. And it would be something that I would die for. Actually, on my bucket list is the ability to own an Asian arowana. So, that's my little spiel on Asian arowanas being illegal. That's what I have to say about Asian arowanas being illegal. I can't think of anything else to say other than Asian arowanas should not be illegal. If Canadians across the border can have Asian arowanas, then Americans should have Asian arowanas. I mean, people from all over the world have them, except us Americans. It's just not right, in my personal opinion. American fish keepers should be able to keep Asian arowanas. Yesterday, I was saddened to learn that a legendary online tropical fish store is closing. This online tropical fish store specialized in South American cichlids, Central American cichlids, and other rare exotic freshwater fish. I have mentioned the online fish store on this podcast, Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast, and my other fish keeping podcast throughout the years. Jeff Raps from TangledUpInCichlids.com has announced that he is going out of business, which is very sad because I've always wanted to do another order with Jeff Raps because he always brought in wild-caught South American cichlids, and I'm a big South American cichlid fan. I love the angelfish. I love Severums, Walru, chocolate cichlids, Geophagus, and other South American cichlids like that. And I also like the oddball fish that he brought in. He always brought in wide bar silver dollars, blacktail Prochilotus, red hook silver dollars, and even rare catfish like vulture cats, tigrinus catfish, and things like that. Jeff Raps left an impact on the aquarium hobby throughout America. And I think even Canada. I think he did ship to Canada as well. Jeff Raps, TangledUpInCichlids.com, is well known with monster fish keepers and other exotic cichlid-type fish keepers. He's going to be missed, and I'm certainly going to miss looking at his stock list weekly. I always used to go on TangledUpInCichlids.com and view his weekly stock list just in case I saw any things that I wanted to get. And I've emailed Jeff several times with the hope of being able to purchase tropical fish. But when it came down to it, I was unable to order due to financial reasons. But I did get to order from Jeff Raps, TangledUpInCichlids.com, once. And if I remember correctly, it was 2 Sinbar Datnoids and a large dual-eyed L191 Royal Pleco that I grew to a good size. And they were very healthy, and I was very impressed with that order. And that order made me comfortable to order online again. So, once again, I am saddened to inform all the other fish keepers, if they haven't been aware yet, that Jeff Raps, TangledUpInCichlids.com, is closing. He is retiring. I'm not sure what's going to happen to his business. I know that he's closing, but he did say someone might take it over, so I have no other information to tell you other than Jeff Raps, TangledUpInCichlids.com, is closing and retiring, which is kind of sad because I wanted to do another order with him in the future. But I'm glad he was able to do a great business for as long as he did. He started in the late 90s and all the way up to 2019. That is incredible. He launched when Yahoo did, I think he said, and he lasted all the way through 2019. He's outlasted Yahoo, because now Yahoo is not as popular as the tropical fish hobby or tangledupincichlids.com. So I just wanted to let everyone know, in case tangledupincichlids.com goes off the web, Jeff Rapps from tangledupincichlids.com has closed and he's retiring. So I personally, Aqua Alice Cardinelli from the Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast, would like to wish Jeff Rapps a very good future, and I'd like to wish him happy trails in his future endeavors. So, thank you, Jeff Rapps, for providing the tropical fish keeping community with a wonderful online tropical fish store.
Ooh, yeah! Aqua Alex has a new fish keeping group on Facebook for all of you, the wonderful tropical fish keepers, to join. Yeah! Well, let me tell you something, brother. This fish group is better than any other fish keeping group out there, dude. On our Facebook fish group, we allow tropical fish sales, brother. Tropical fish pictures, dude. And YouTube videos. And much more. We have over 400 passionate tropical fish keepers, brother. And we want you. Ooh. Aqua Alex invites you to join the official Facebook group for Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast. Yeah, after all, it's for the love of fish. Ooh, yeah! Attention, fishomaniacs! The Facebook fish-keeping group name is For the Love of Fish. Now, wait a second, dude. Love is not spelled L-O-V-E. Ooh, it's spelled L-U-V. So when you go searching for the group, it's for the L-U-V of fish, brother. Go on Facebook search and search groups for our group, For the L-U-V of Fish. For quicker access, just go to facebook.com/groups/the L-U-V of Fish/. Yeah. Go join now, brother. So fish keepers, what you gonna do when your love of fish runs wild on you? Ooh, yeah! The cream of the crop will always rise to the top. Need a little excitement? Check out For the Love of Fish! Ooh, yeah!
I would like to take this time to personally invite you to join the official Facebook fish keeping group for Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast, For the Love of Fish. This group is run by me, yours truly, Aqua Alex Cardinelli, and my friends Justin Richards, Matt LeMay, and a couple of other wonderful Facebook fish keeping groups. Now, I know that Fridays seem to be Facebook fish keeping group share days. Well, every Friday here on Friday Fish Talk with Aqua Alex, I'm going to promote a specific Facebook group. And today, we're going to start with my Facebook group. Well, not mine exactly. The official Facebook fish group for Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast, For the Love of Fish. We have over 920 members, and we have active members. I don't care how many members we have, I want active members, and we're lucky to have that. People are always posting pictures of their fish, asking fish questions, and just posting tropical fish stuff, which is incredible. I really enjoy the group, but most importantly, I enjoy interacting with all the fish keepers that are there. So, please join our Facebook group, For the Love of Fish, For the L-U-V of Fish. I think Macho Man Randy Savage and the immortal Hulk Hogan have done a better job promoting the group than I have. but I really would love our fish keepers who are listening to this show to check out For the Love of Fish. I would like to personally say congratulations to Big Rich and Josh Price of Ohio Fish Rescue for successfully converting their 50-plus thousand-gallon pool into a pond and a sanctuary for monster fish. I just watched their video that they had on YouTube before I recorded this episode, and it's absolutely amazing, absolutely stunning, really, really awesome job that these guys are doing, taking in these monster fish and providing them forever homes. Now, these monster fish have a big pool pond to live in, 50 plus thousand gallons. That is incredible. So I definitely recommend you to go look up Ohio Fish Rescue on YouTube and see for yourself. It is absolutely incredible. Now, if you can remember, November of 2018, I had Ohio Fish Rescue on the show. I had them as guests on this show. Go listen to that interview to hear them tell you why you should not get monster fish unless you have a big aquarium. I'm going to have them on my 200th episode of Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast, and they're going to tell me and all of you about their newest adventure. Our 200th episode is coming up quickly. This is episode number 179, so we are only 21 episodes away from our 200th episode. So be prepared to have Josh and Rich from Ohio Fish Rescue as our first confirmed guest for our 200th episode of Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast. Now, Josh and Rich take in monster fish like pacu, red-tailed cats, iridescent sharks, and other fish like that, other giant monster-growing fish. The problem that the aquarium hobby faces here in America is that fish like pacu, red-tailed cats, iridescent sharks, and monster-growing fish is that they are commonly available. You can get pacus at Petco now, and I've even seen them at PetSmart. Pacus grow relatively huge, so don't red-tailed cats and the other giant growing monster fish. Now, I'm not going to be one person to say that these fish should be illegal, because no, they should not be illegal. Because there are fish keepers out there that do have big enough tanks to house these fish, aka Ohio Fish Rescue, and Walru Joey is doing a tank dedicated to red-tailed catfish too. So there are people who do have tank spaces and tank sizes for these monster fish. What I will say is that fish keepers need to be better prepared and do more research when they go to fish stores. They see the cute pacus, they think they look like piranhas, and they buy them. Or they see the cute little red-tailed cats, but they don't realize how big the red-tailed cats get. So I personally want to remind every fish keeper listening to this show to remind new hobbyists and new fish keepers to do their research. It really is important, because the last thing we need is more fish becoming invasive in Florida. You can go out in Florida and catch an Oscar or catch a pacu and even a red-tailed catfish. They're very common down there, and they're thriving because irresponsible fish keepers release the fish in the wild. That's one of the biggest problems with people who buy monster fish that outgrow their aquariums. They release them into our waterways, and the fish have the potential to become invasive. So do yourselves a favor. Research before you purchase a fish. Make sure you have a tank that is big enough to house the fish for life. If you do have a large fish that has outgrown your aquarium right now, contact your local fish store and see if they will take the fish. Do not put it in the local waterways, or worst comes to worst, you will have to euthanize the fish, or see if you can get it to a place like Ohio Fish Rescue, or a local aquarium, or a local zoo. Now, I want to get to my final topic for this week's show, and I'm going to talk about piranhas. Now, a lot of people think piranhas are these big, bad, scary fish that attack humans, attack animals, and attack other fish. Well, I'm going to hit you with a dose of reality. Piranhas are not monsters, they're not scary fish. In reality, piranhas are just a fish with teeth. Now, in the wild, they are starving, so they're going to attack other fish in the wild, and they'll attack wounded animals. They're like sharks. If they smell blood, they will attack. Otherwise, they will leave animals and other fish alone if they are not wounded or sick or dying. Now, I watched a piranha video before I did this show, a piranha documentary, and they called the piranhas the wolves of the Amazon River. Why? Well, because piranhas take out the sick and the dying fish and animals. They will usually not attack healthy tropical fish unless they're really starving. So they take out the sick and dying fish in the wild. Now, most people think piranhas are going to attack if you enter the water. If you went through the Amazon River, you're going to get attacked by piranhas. That's not the case. They're more afraid of you than you are of them. And this is evident in the aquarium hobby. We keep piranhas in glass aquariums, and they are nothing like the movies make them out to be. Very shy, very skittish, and boring. Most of the times, piranhas hide behind rocks, and most of the time, they're very skittish, swimming fast around the aquarium, very nervous of you. And they're very boring fish to keep. I don't recommend keeping piranhas at all, because they're very, very boring. Not a fun fish to keep. You can't have tank mates with them because in an aquarium, because there's very limited space, they'll eat or kill the other fish, so it is not recommended. I'm not a big fan of piranhas. I do, however, like the vegan piranhas, the silver dollars, and the other side of the Sarasalmonide family. I love the Mylius species. I love the Mentinus species, the Mylosoma species, and I also love the Pacus. But of course, Pacus get gigantic, so I have to have a huge tank to have Pacus. Well, that is our show for this week. I don't think of anything else that I can talk about for this week. I think this is going to be it. What a great debut for Friday Fish Talk with Aqua Alex. I hope you enjoyed the show, and I hope you're ready for next week. Next week, we're going to have our very first guest on Friday Fish Talk, Jeremy Stellhorn from Little Egypt Aquarium Club. We'll be on Friday Fish Talk next Friday to talk about Little Egypt Aquarium Club. Also next Friday is Easter weekend. Easter is on Sunday next week. We'll talk about treats you can give your fish for Easter, presents to give fish keepers for Easter, and fish that resemble Easter. All that and much more next Friday on Friday Fish Talk with Aqua Alex. Thank you for joining the Fish Keeping Talk Show, where you can expect the unexpected on Friday nights. Thank you for listening to this episode of Friday Fish Talk with Aqua Alex here on Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast. I'll see you next time. Have a great Friday night and enjoy the rest of your weekend. Goodbye, everybody.